Welcome to the Stepmomming Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Skiles. Stepmomming is a wild ride, but you don't have to go it alone anymore. I'm here to give you validating insights and powerful shifts to build a stepmom life you love. This is your safe space. Welcome home, my friend.
Hey, welcome back to the Stepmomming Made Easy podcast. Today, I'm really excited to talk to you about a topic that hits home for so many of us. We are talking about Transition Day. Now, if you are a stepmom who shares custody of her stepchildren, you know what I'm talking about. You know this chaos that ensues on Transition Day. We've got emotions running high. We've got disrespect running high. No one remembers the rules. Life in our homes is absolute chaos on Transition Day. It's a lot for all of us. But I want you to really think about why it is so difficult for our stepkids. Why is Transition Day just rough on them? Their other home has probably different rules. It has different structure than our home. It's a fundamentally different home with a different layout and different sleeping arrangements and different furniture, different food. The things in that home are different than our home. I remember one time Krista came home and she's getting dinner ready with me, and she kind of walks around in circles with this weird look on her face. And I was like, honey, what's going on? What's happening? And she's like, I can't remember where the forks are. She's in my home 50% of the time and she couldn't remember where the forks are. Every transition day, we are asking these kids to flip a switch, to go from one very different home to another, to go from one of their parents to another. Maybe one home has step-parents, maybe the other home doesn't. Maybe one home has extra siblings and the other one doesn't. Everything about transitions is difficult for our kids. In order to make this transition easier, I want you to start implementing a transition ritual. What this is something that you are going to do every single time your stepkids transition back into your house. This could be pizza night, it could be game night, it could be that you're gonna watch a movie or a TV show together. Just something that they know to look forward to every single time they come back to their house. Something that signals to their brain, oh yeah, I'm back at your house now. It allows them to more easily flip that switch. A key part of this, though, is that you are going to review the house rules as part of this transition ritual. You should already have a clearly defined list of house rules. I want you to have exactly lineated. We take our shoes off at the door. If you make a mess, you clean it up. You should have every expectation of your stepchildren already written out. When they come back to your home, you're going to review those rules with them. Maybe you think they already know them. Maybe you think I shouldn't have to repeat myself. The reality is they have spent some sort of time at their other parents' home. They have been used to different rules or different expectations in that home. So when they come back, they need that reminder. You are helping them flip that switch. You are helping them to settle into your home. So go over those rules. And truly, I would recommend that your partner does this. I don't think the stepmom should be the one who's leading the charge on rules and expectations. But if you do have your partner go through the rules with them, you have your transition ritual, this is going to make things so much easier. Now, is this a cure-all? Are your stepkids going to magically be angels and everyone's going to snuggle up on the couch perfectly? We're not going to have any tantrums. No one's going to have any attitude. Everyone's going to remember where the forks are. No, this isn't a perfect antidote to the issue. However, with repeated transition rituals, with things that we can expect with a little bit more grace, this will make those transitions easier over time. We are trying to give our stepkids the keys to success. We're trying to set them up for success. We're trying to do whatever we can to make things easier, more successful, more peaceful for all of us. And transition rituals that include reviewing those house rules and expectations will go a long way in making that happen. So that's how I want you to really ease transitions for your stepkids. Now let's talk about you, stepmom. I want you to create a pre-transition ritual for yourself. If you are anything like the hundreds of stepmoms that I have personally worked with in stepmom coaching, you are dreading transition time. You are dreading that day when the stepkids are coming back. Not because you don't like your stepkids, maybe, but maybe because you've decided that it's just really tough. Stepmoms are different when our stepkids are home. It could be big things like thinking about what's for dinner, making sure you've got dinner prepared at the right time, and keeping an eye on homework, and keeping an eye on the chore chart, making sure everyone is living up to what they're supposed to be doing and those expectations we talked about. But it's also little things like, I have to wear a bra when my stepdaughter's home. We are different when our stepchildren are home. Our home is different when our stepchildren are home. For many of us, our partner is different when our stepchildren are home. Maybe your partner is spending more time with your stepchildren, giving them some of that attention. It is only natural that you are feeling some sort of anxiety or stress about things changing. I want you to give yourself grace, first of all, but then I want you to really set intentions about a pre-transition ritual for yourself. This may mean I'm going to go to yoga the day before my stepkids come home. I'm going to have girls' night on transition night every week. I'm going to read my book and center myself every morning of transition day. I am doing something that I know feeds my soul, makes me feel centered, gives me calm and some peace of mind to feel prepared for that chaos that I know is coming. I want you to be very intentional about what you need to do to give yourself peace of mind, to create this air of harmony in your home that you want to carry over into that transition time. And I'll say this too, if you are having a very difficult time with transitions, if your stepchildren are crying, if they're throwing a tantrum, if the ex comes to your house as part of transition, if you have to go to the ex's house as part of that transition, if there is something about this physical transition that feels triggering or upsetting to you in any way, you can excuse yourself from transitions. Make yourself scarce during transition time. It is perfectly okay for you to go to yoga class on Wednesday nights if Wednesday night is transition day. It is perfectly fine for you to go see your girlfriend on Sunday night instead of being home for a chaotic transition time. What I want instead is for you to show up as your best stepmom self. And sometimes that means we let our partner take the charge on transitions. Let them get everyone adjusted. Let them have their transition ritual. Let them review the house rules. Everybody gets some of that really important parent-child time to feel secure, to feel safe, to feel at home. And then you as the stepmom can come into this already settled place. That is perfectly fine. Please don't feel pressured to show up to transitions that are only going to cause you to feel stressed, uptight, and not show up as your best, most peaceful stepmom self. A final word, y'all, please give yourself grace. Transitions are so tough on all of us. Trying to adjust to a different family dynamic, to a different home dynamic, one that's maybe a little louder, a little messier, it's going to need some time and some space to adjust to this different dynamic. That is only natural. Give yourself grace. Your best is good enough. I promise it is. Transitions are still tough sometimes for us, and I have been in this game for a very long time. Transitions are just difficult. it does not mean that you are not doing a fabulous job. I really hope that these tips that I have given you do make it easier to have some more peaceful transitions, that I've given you the permission you need to either be part of it in a very successful transition or to step away from some more difficult transitions. Your family deserves peace, your home deserves harmony, and that is all I ever want for you, stepmom. I hope that this has been so helpful. If there is anything that I can do as your personal stepmom coach to make this easier, please reach out. Please let me know how I can help. We are talking about things like transition rituals and so much more inside of my small group coaching programs. If you want to connect with other stepmoms who get it, who are going through some of these same challenges, we're here to normalize, to help, to give you the advice you need, the permission you need to find peace on the other side. I will see you next week right back here on the Stepmomming Made Easy podcast.